When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, and thank you for joining us on the Visions of Love podcast. Today we conclude our interview with David Wangaka, who is speaking on behalf of Compassion International. Today, David shares with us a few more stories about his growing up in Kenya, Africa, and he also tells you how you can sponsor a child who is also in poverty. Please be sure to use our special link in the description of this episode, and please enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for our interview with David Wangaka, part two.
Why don't we go on with your story?
Absolutely. So in this church, while I was still going there, I discovered one thing. So this church was partnering with Compassion International. But one thing that was special is that Compassion did not have its signboard saying, "This is Compassion." It was just, it was just the name of the church. You know, you wouldn't know. Actually, the people in that community knew that that church, not only do they preach to you and give you the spiritual food, but they actually feed you physically with food, clothes, tuition, clean water, and all that kind of stuff. And so it attracted so many people from the community to come to that church without the name of Compassion being elevated. It was just the name of Jesus. And that was a special thing to experience. So I remember one time I was able to receive a letter. After lunch, every time we would have one of the staff of Compassion, we would sit down in the church building in the auditorium. As children, so many children, and then we would sit down, we would start listening to updates and information and announcement, and then we would then hear our names being called for us to receive letters. So we would receive letters from sponsors that are sponsoring children, and that's how I got my first letter from my sponsor, Andy, and his family in South Wales, England. And they told me, "David, we love you. And God has great plans for you to give you hope and a future." I think that's the first day I ever heard someone say, "I love you." And the reason is, living in the situation I was living, in as much as I knew my mom loved me, but she didn't have really time for emotion and sentiment kind of stuff, because she didn't really want to break our hearts. She just wanted us to survive. Living in the community I lived in, yes, someone love you, but they don't have to tell you. You can tell by the actions they are doing. So there was a lot of people wanting to be emotional about things, because it was about survival. You couldn't afford to be weak on anything. And so reading these words meant so much to me, to know, wow, someone is actually saying these words to me. And they told me that we have a picture of you on our refrigerator, and we are praying for you. Actually, to be honest, I didn't know why they had my photo on the refrigerator, and I didn't know what the refrigerator was. But at least I was able to be explained that whenever they open the refrigerator, they can pray for you, they can see you, you're part of that family. And that really gave me so much hope. So that's how hope started building in my life. And the most important thing for a person living in extreme poverty is hope.
Yes.
Once you give them hope, they are able to work out something. They are able to bring out the potential in them, because they know they are not doing it in vain.
Yes, that's true.
So as we continue with the relationship with my sponsors, I was able to start working hard because of that hope that they gave me. So I started doing so well in school. And I remember actually graduating, being the first person in my family not only to graduate from high school, but I was able to go to college, and later I was able to even get an MBA, Master's of Business Administration.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got your master's, right?
Absolutely, yes. It changed the whole family, as well as even the future generation, because now, setting that pace, every other child that is born after that generation, they know this family, it's like this. So that social poverty was broken. So that they don't even have to experience it themselves. They don't even know that it's existed, because it was broken at that time. But also what I'm so proud of, and I always know this was the greatest thing that I got through the program of Compassion, was the opportunity to hear the word of God and actually have a relationship with God and surrender my life to Christ Because when you do that, that's when poverty, I felt like, was broken completely in my life.
So I wanted to ask you, what lessons do you think maybe you've learned from that? What could you tell our listeners maybe that they can take away from this?
Sometimes, from what I've experienced, is that we who live in most developed nations, we are extremely blessed materially, and we have the ability to share those blessings with other people, because it provides opportunity not only physically and economically, but also spiritual. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to go out there and make disciples of all nations. And since not every person would be able to travel, getting in touch with these organizations, Christian organizations that are doing great jobs out there, great work of transforming the lives of people, is one way of making those disciples. So God has blessed us not because of ourselves, but also because we are able to share with others. Just like that young boy in the Bible who shared his lunch to feed 5,000 people.
Yes. You know,
it was just a small thing, that small food. And sometimes we feel, one thing, the lesson I've learned, we feel like the $38 or $20 or whatever that this Christian organization, nonprofit, asked to help out, we feel like it's so small that it's not going to change anything. And probably that boy who gave bread and fish may have thought, wow, it is just lunch for one boy. How is it going to feed all these people? It's the same concept that God is using to multiply the small amount of money that we think is so small here. It's multiplied out there. I am a living testimony. I do no longer live in poverty. I actually am a sponsor myself now. And I'm a boss. I'm a businessman as well. Because it was made possible by someone who sacrificed the little they had to make sure that they are joining in that mission of God, of going ye out there and continuing with the mission that he started.
Now, David, when you sponsor somebody, can the person actually get in touch with that person?
Yes. So what happens is that when you sponsor somebody, the person that you're sponsoring will be writing to you, whether you write to them or not. They will always write 3 times a year. And then if you write to them, they will always reply to that letter. If you send them a gift, they will always acknowledge and they will tell you, this is the amount I got. If you send above and beyond, for example, there's the $38 per month that for sponsorship that goes into the program of taking care of that child, everything, 100% of his education, tuition, spiritual nourishment, spiritual care, and that kind of stuff. Bible studies, vocational Bible studies, and everything that help holistically child development. Above that, some people would send maybe $20 for a birthday gift whenever they have a birthday. That $20 will go to that child.
Yes.
As cash. They will get that money and they will use it to buy whatever they want. Sometimes it's what they need at that time. It might be groceries. You know, you'll be shocked. Some kids will just buy grocery for the whole family, and they would say, thank you for this gift, but I didn't want to buy a toy myself. Yes. I wanted to buy something for the whole family, and then they will write back to you to acknowledge and to thank you for that. And that's the beauty about it. Like, whoever is actually reporting this thing is the child that you're sponsoring.
Well, if people want to donate, what is the website? How would they do that? Where would they go?
So you can go to www.compassion.com, and then when the page pops up, you'll see how to donate, how to sponsor a child. It's $38 every month, and also how to give extra gifts if God enables you to do that. So www.compassion.com is the website.
Well, it's been our privilege to have David on here. I hope that you can come back from time to time and tell us how your life is going, maybe how you're working with other people,
yeah,
more about how this has changed your life, that type,
yeah,
of thing. I just wanted to thank you all for listening as well, and I wanted to ask you to go to our website, which is mynvm.com, newvisionministries.com. Just tell a friend, tell a neighbor, and let people know that we're here. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Have a good day. Thank you, David. God bless you.
God bless you, David.
I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.